You're listening to the Nick Vujicic Podcast, the place where you will be coached in how to turn your obstacles into opportunities, inspired to dream big, and challenged to never give up. Now here's our host, New York Times best-selling author, speaker, and entrepreneur, Nick Vujicic.
Hello, 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 everyone. So happy to join you back here at the Nick Vujicic Podcast. I am truly honored to have the opportunity to share with you some of the most powerful and important life lessons that I found to be true in my life and in the lives across the globe. Today, we're continuing a series we started 2 weeks ago on the theme of navigation. We're talking about how to navigate through the real life choices that we face in our lives, in every season and every storm. How do you go from where you are to where you want to be? How do you know when you're on the right course? How do you keep your compass clean and steering wheel steady? Well, before we get into that, I want to say thank you to my friends and partners at Storyville Coffee. Not only does Storyville make some of the best top quality coffee in the world, but they share the same vision and mission of making the world a better place as well. They're doing that right now by fighting human trafficking with every purchase of coffee that's delivered to your door, Nespresso K-cups, or whole bean orders. Storyville is donating to multiple organizations leading the charge against human trafficking worldwide and here in Washington State, America. I'm honored to be partnering with them on this journey, and right now I ask you to come alongside of us. And actually, if you do that right now and order, you'll get 50% off your first shipment of coffee that you'll love and never forget the experience of. Storyville.com/Nick, enter the promo code Nick, and you'll enjoy not only Storyville coffee for the coffee it is, but also joining them to making the world a better place. All right, well, last time we dove into the very tough but very relatable issue of rejection. We talked about what to do when you're facing painful or disappointing rejections, a wall of closed doors. We went over the important things to focus on in those moments, and we talked about the best way to navigate through a season full of no's. So with that under our belt, today we're going to tackle the next season that's bound to come. After you've made your way through a season of rejection, how do you navigate opportunity? That's right. Once you've been pushing towards your goals long enough and hard enough, my friend, eventually opportunities begin to arrive. And that leads you into completely new waters to navigate with the important and pressing question, what opportunity should I take? See, because here's the one thing, guys, I need you to understand. It's one thing to be surrounded by a whole lot of no's, right? I mean, when you're in that place where every door around you seems to be closed, it takes a level of creativity and flexibility to see the next step you're supposed to make. That's what we covered that last episode. But when you reach that next season, which, my friend, will eventually happen, I promise you, when you reach that next season that is full of opportunities, that is full of yeses, that is full of new potentials, you have a completely different problem on your hands, huh? Now look, it's a good problem, and it feels a lot better than the last problem you solved, but all in the same token or context, it's still a problem, isn't it? Why? Because when you're offered three different doors and you have to choose one that you're going to have to go through, no matter what, you're making a sacrifice. Because you can't do everything all at the same time. As soon as you say, I'm going that way, you've just passed up on whatever opportunities were waiting in the other direction. I'm going to take that job instead of that one. I'm going to date that person instead of this one. I'm going to move to that place instead of the other one. And this season of opportunity can be a great season of life, an incredible time of growth and achievement. I mean, come on. It's a time of life that we all want to get to. Who doesn't want to see 5 different job offers on the desk, right? Who doesn't want to be asked out by 3 different dates? Okay, maybe that's a little overboard, but we all want opportunities and we all want to have multiple options in life, don't we? And it's in these moments when you use wisdom and you choose correctly, your life can improve into the right direction and you can navigate yourself closer to your success. But when you choose poorly, when you make the wrong choice with the options that are available to you, you might spend the rest of your life looking back and saying, if only. Don't you hate that? It's why it's so important to listen to this lesson. So what does it take to navigate through our seasons of opportunity? Awesome question. What can we do to make sure that we make the right choices in times where choices are aplenty? Well, one of those first things we can do is analyze our impulses. Because when it comes to important decisions, your instincts can either save your ship or sink it. Here's what I mean. We all have gut-level responses to some things in life, right? You look at 2 different options and you just get a feeling about one of them, right? Well, here's the truth. Some of your instincts are killing your future. Some of your impulses are ruining your progress and taking you off the trail you want to be on. Why? Because some of you aren't feeling instincts, you're feeling urges. Simple, fleshly, basic desires that you mistakenly interpret to be some deeper spiritual instinct, intuition. And then you act on these urges thinking you are doing the right thing, and then you're shocked when you realize you made a mistake. How could my instincts have been so off, we wonder sometimes. How could my gut have been so wrong? How could that happen? It wasn't a deeper spiritual hunch. It was a much simpler issue than that. What am I talking about? I'm talking about when you have a job offer A, right? And then job offer B. Job A has lots of money, lots of security, great part of town. Job B has little money, no security, but a really cool company car. All of a sudden, you get a feeling that job B is where you're supposed to be. You can't explain why. You know it doesn't make sense, but you've got this feeling in your gut, and gosh darn it, you're gonna have to trust it. Well, what happens? 6 months later, with your cool company car, you're behind on payments and you find out the company itself might be going under because they're growing too fast. Why would my spirit get me into this mess? How were my instincts so wrong? They weren't. You never had them. You're a car guru and you saw the shiny toy you wanted and so you listened to that boyish little voice and you said, I want that now. I've heard that voice sometimes. Now, if you instead had taken some time to analyze your impulse, you might have discovered where that voice was really coming from. If you had asked yourself, why do I really feel like job B is right? You might have realized, oh, it's because of a really sweet car and I've always wanted a really sweet car. With that realization, you could then reason within yourself and wisely say, hey, if I take job A with better money and security, in time I can have enough to buy myself the cool car I want. If I'm patient, I can get what I want and be responsible. Patience, wisdom. Those 2 things can save you so much trouble in life. But I'll get to that in a bit. See, my point is this. When we really examine our instincts, when we take time to analyze our impulses, sometimes we discover reasons for our decision-making that we otherwise wouldn't recognize. And this won't be true every time. Sometimes an instinct is truly just that. It's something deeper, something spiritual, and those are the impulses that we want to allow into this process. But it also takes honesty with yourself to be able to sift through the instincts that should guide us and the simpler urges that might sink us. But that whole process of honest questioning, self-examination that takes those two things I mentioned, patience and wisdom, well, in seasons full of opportunity, patience is like a crow's nest on a ship. You know the tallest part of the ship where you go to see what's ahead? Patience gives you perspective, and wisdom is your compass. It points you onward. Now, with patience, that's a choice. It is, even if you don't see it that way. You can choose to be patient, to take your time, to be thoughtful before taking action. It may be difficult, but it is your choice. And there's a reason they say that patience is a virtue. And the longer you practice it, the more natural it will become. The more you train yourself to fight against the urge to leap without looking, the more you'll prove to yourself how truly beneficial it is. And thus, the more worthwhile it is to practice it. How else are you meant to know what to do if you don't even wait long enough for all the facts to come in? Think of it. It sounds like this is like simple 101 stuff, but seriously, you wouldn't try to fly a plane that's still being built, would you? Well, maybe some of us, right? Adrenaline junkies. But in the long run, you realize that the more you are willing to wait for what you want, to deny that instant gratification, the more rewarding your result will be. It's just a fact, my friends. And when it comes to choosing between a bevy of options, you need to allow yourself the time that you can give yourself to properly choose. Now, shifting gears, wisdom is different, unique. It's a different thing than knowledge, and I'll tell you how. Knowledge simply means that you have the facts. You know what the situation is, right? You with me? And with enough patience, you eventually gain more knowledge. But see, wisdom is more. Wisdom is knowing what to do with the facts. Wisdom is knowing what to do with the situation. The internet is full of facts, but it ain't full of wisdom. You can have all the knowledge in the world, but without wisdom, you're just going to have a bigger mess. So if wisdom is so more important, how do I get more of it? Let me tell you the most underrated and overlooked way to get wisdom for your own life. Seek counsel. I'm not talking about therapy, even though I always encourage you to go get therapy if you feel like it. But here in this context, I'm talking about finding the people in your life that you respect, that you look up to, the elders in your community who have proven they have it, and talk to them. Yes, those gray-haired people or people where their hair has fallen out. Listen to them. It's almost like the value of someone who's older as antique. It's more value when you talk to someone who's experienced in life. I think we undervalue the art of communication these days, don't we? I mean, we would rather watch 3 hours of pointless, worthless entertainment than spending 20 minutes talking to an older generation, no? Where else are you supposed to get that kind of wisdom, though? The kind of insight you need for the important things in your own life. If it's not from the people who have lived through what you're going through, then who or what? You're not going to get help from TV anymore, I'll tell you that. Social media. No, you have to invest in getting to know and getting to understand the people in your life that already have it. Wisdom. See, when you begin to understand that and why a wise person lives the way that they do, you begin to replicate it for yourself. Wisdom isn't a simple equation that you plug into your circumstance every time you need things to do things right. No, it's a way of thinking, maturity. It's a mentality. It's a lifestyle. And it is the most important tool you can have in your life for seasons, and particularly in seasons where you have to make a lot of choices. So draw near to the wise people in your world. And if you haven't found that person or a people, go and find them. Go learn at their feet. Spend time with them. Get to understand them, their walk of life. Try to put yourself in their shoes. I mean, look at the progress of technology. I mean, anyone born in the 1960s, my goodness, what a life that they have lived. Listen to them. Ask questions and understand before you do that, maybe action or have a decision that is like, okay, this is it. You may actually find the gold treasure that you haven't found yet in simple conversations that'll affect everything within your decision-making process. That is growth. That's the kind of change that leads you to make decisions that boost your life up towards your goals and strips you free from the old ways of living that you were holding onto that held you back. I could say a whole lot more on that one subject, and maybe one episode I will, but truthfully, hear me on and this one thing. Don't discount these words. Ready? If you aren't seeking wisdom in your life, you will continue to make choices that damage you or limit you and even damage those around you. Finally, my friends, when you do make a decision, when you land upon the choice that you believe to be the best choices for you, let me tell you right now, you have to own it. Own it. If you did your homework, if you took your time, if you sought out wise counsel, and if you, after all of that, had the confidence to step out and say, yes, this is what I'm going to do, then regardless of the consequence or the new challenges that may come with that, you do not back down and you do not regret it. Every choice has pros and cons. When you're evaluating your options, you weigh out the pros and cons. And once you've made your decision on the cons you suspected suddenly become a reality, don't quiver. Don't live in regret. Don't second guess yourself. That's part of the package that you knew you were getting, and that is part of life. Weak-willed people will turn around after every decision they make and start complaining in like a victimization mode and fretting and saying to themselves that the grass would have been greener if only they've gone another way. Don't allow this for yourself, guys. Don't do this to your family. Sacrifice the time and the work it takes before you make an important decision and then step boldly into that new domain and cultivate that garden. The grass is greener where you water it. That's the fact, my friends. No choice, not one choice, is perfect. Never will be. Not one decision will be an absolute ideal. But you can make every circumstance better by bringing your own resolution and joy with you. Seasons of opportunity are a cherished thing, and they are an important time. My final message for you, my friends, is while there are always better choices in life, while there will always be options that are more ideal than others, at the end of the day, above it all, what truly matters is what you do with the choices you make. When you decide to step through a door, what do you do on the other side? When new struggles and setbacks come up, how do you handle them? Do you shrink back in regret and point fingers at the past, or do you take charge and make the best of what you now have? See that the true weight of your decision-making is not always on what decision you make, but on how you live with that which you have chosen. Navigate through your opportunities with patience and wisdom. Be honest with yourself and examine your impulses. In doing these things, you will move swiftly towards your goals and closer to your dreams. Join me next Monday as we continue navigating our lives on to be a better and better future. I pray you have a great week full of opportunity and growth, and I'll see you next time right here on the Nick Vujicic Podcast. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. Help us reach as many people as possible by giving us a rating, a review, and subscribing to this podcast. Love you so much. And remember, share this with anyone you know who needs to hear this as well. I'll see you next week.